If you're a parent who wants to learn tools, tips, and strategies to become a better parent and to teach your kids life skills and connect with them on a deeper level, then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Kate Godfrey, and welcome to the Authenticate podcast, where we'll discuss all things parenting, from boundaries to boredom, discipline to disrespect, and pretty much everything in between. I'm excited to support, encourage, and challenge you no matter where you are in your parenting journey and share mine with you along the way. Let's get started. Hi, friends. I have missed you guys. It's been 2 weeks, and I feel like I say this every episode. It's been crazy busy. I'm sure you guys are feeling the end of the year rush with the kids. Maybe your job is crazy, or, you know, if you're a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home parent, things are getting crazy there. But it's just been so busy between the girls' activities at school, our activities in the evenings and on the weekends. It has been nonstop. Sometimes I feel like the weekends are actually busier maybe than the weekdays sometimes, if that makes sense. I'm sure some of you get me on that. I have a good friend who is a mom of eight. She has a set of twins in there, a 13-year-old and like an 18-month-old at the very youngest, and she homeschools, so I can only imagine the craziness that's going on at her house. One of my residents at my long-term care facility, her son is a superintendent of schools and has 5 kids of his own. So no matter where you are, how many kids you have, if they're super little, or maybe they're graduating high school this year, or maybe they're graduating college this year, whatever it is, it can be a really crazy time of year. So all that to say, today's episode is going to be super short. I don't know if I'd call it a mini episode, but it's going to be short. I have 3 parenting hacks for you. Now, should we hack everything in parenting? Obviously not. Some things need to take time, need to take patience, growth, all those things. But these are some quick and easy hacks that you can do for yourself, for your kids, for your family. You can help implement this maybe with your partner, with your kids, like I said, all of those things, but it's to make it easier. So these are 3 quick hacks I've come up with that I want to help you streamline your life with. And let me know if they work out for you. And if you think they're helpful, please pass them on to someone else. Share this episode with someone else. Okay, so let's dive in. Number one, and I know we hear this all the time, especially moms, but make time for yourself. So whether it's getting up early, and I hear you parents out there who are like, oh my gosh, do I have to get up any earlier? It already feels super early, but this is something I've been personally doing probably for the better part of the last year. And I will admit there have been days I have skipped because I felt really tired or just needed to let my body rest. Maybe wasn't feeling well. Obviously, listen to your body, do those things. But if you can get up earlier than your kids and make time for yourself, whether that looks like exercising early in the morning, having that quiet cup of coffee, maybe doing devotions or reading the Bible. If you're into journaling, do that. Or maybe getting up just to read a book quietly. Not that really anybody's getting up to read a book. Not something you could always do in the evenings as well. But just to make time for yourself, however you can carve out that time during the day, even if it's 10 minutes, even if it's a 10 to 15 minute, maybe 20 minute walk, whether maybe that's at work or maybe, you know, I guess if your kids are napping, you shouldn't leave the house, obviously. But I think you guys get what I'm saying. Find something that you enjoy doing that matters to you, that fills you up, that replenishes you, helps you to feel rested and centered and more like yourself. Because again, as we all know, we cannot pour from an empty cup, but we do show up better as parents when we've taken time for ourselves. Research shows that taking care of ourselves helps us to avoid burnout and resentment, and it helps us to show up fully for our kids and our partners. So do that for you, especially if you're listening to this Friday before Mother's Day. Make sure that if you're a mom or you're a partner, give them some extra love and attention. Let them have time for themselves so they can rest and recharge and, you know, get back to being them. Remember those people we all were before we had kids? I hope that most of us haven't lost who we are, but it can get a little crazy pants out there. So take time for yourself. Rest, recharge, do what you need to do for you. Don't feel guilty about it. And try to make that a priority every day or at least every week as much as you possibly can. Number two, communicate and delegate. These are two super important skills to have not only as a parent but as a person. And maybe this is something you're really good at. Maybe this is something you need to work on. Maybe if you're out in the workforce, this is something you do every day and you have people under you or you do it with your team members, whatever that looks like. But communicate and delegate in your family. Make sure that you're communicating to your partner and your children what you need. They can't read our minds. And I have found, not only sometimes in personal experience, but in talking to other friends and other parents, that we get upset, right? When we don't communicate what we want, we expect people to just know what we want when we haven't actually said what we want, or maybe they misread something and then miscommunication happens and people get upset, feelings are hurt. All sorts of things can go wrong with that. But communicate appropriately and respectfully to your partner, to your kids, what you need. That's totally normal and fine, just like you would want them to communicate what they need from you. Maybe you need help with something. Communicate with that. How are you feeling? Again, I say this all the time. Communicate how you're feeling. This is especially important as parents, so our kids know that it's okay to talk about our feelings, that it's, you know, we don't have to stuff them down. It's okay to talk about stuff and say, hey, I'm not feeling so great. I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling frustrated right now. I'm feeling very overwhelmed. So like I said, if you need a moment, take the moment, communicate what you need, and hopefully you have a partner who's supportive of that and you can talk to your kids about that. Then those are great teaching opportunities for your kids as well. And let them know, hey, when you guys need something, communicate that to me as well. This is a whole family thing. And because they can't read our minds, but they can support us and they can help us out if we communicate what we want or need and we're open and honest with what's going on in our heads. So don't be afraid to ask for help. I know it can be hard for some of us, especially when it comes to maybe neighbors, friends, church community, even coworkers sometimes. It can be hard to ask for help. We want to think that we can do it all. And sometimes we do that to our own detriment. We start to feel resentful. Sometimes we start to burn out. So ask for that help, even if it's something small. If you have young kids, they especially love to help. They want to help mom and dad. So give them something small to do that would be helpful for you and keep them occupied. Also helps to teach them a life skill. And we've talked about that before. And give your older children responsibilities as well in the house. Guess what, mom and dad? You don't have to do everything in the house. You don't have to do all the dishes. You don't have to do your kids' laundry if they're old enough to do it for themselves. You don't have to make their bed. You don't have to take out the trash all the time. Teach your kids to start doing this. These are life skills that they are perfectly capable of learning, and they can start pitching in around the house. Remember that you're a team. This is not a one-person or two-person show for parents to take on by themselves. So you don't have to do it all, mom or dad. Make sure that you are asking for help and delegating as well. And number three, this is especially important not only for our kids, but for ourselves. Have a bedtime routine. If you're feeling tired and run down by the end of every day, but you're still staying up to catch the last episode of something, read that next chapter, or check the latest post, and then realize you're going to bed way later than you planned and you're waking up, you're not sticking to that, oh, I was going to get up early and exercise. I was going to get up early and have a hot cup of coffee. And you notice this is becoming a pattern. Try to stop the pattern now and start making changes. And just do one day at a time. And don't beat yourself up on days that you may mess up. But start to implement those healthy, healthy things at bedtime for you. And I listened to Mel Robbins' podcast recently, and she's, you know, saying the same thing. And it's not just getting to bed at a certain amount of time, but getting ready for bed, doing that wind down practice before your head hits the pillow, so you can really just start to calm down, let your body relax. Because sometimes for some of us, especially depending on the day or week or whatever, you might take maybe 10 minutes to fall asleep. Sometimes 30 minutes. Sometimes I can be tired all throughout the day, cannot wait to go to bed. And then I go to bed and I'm laying there for 30 to 45 minutes, wide awake. My brain decided to turn on and think about a whole bunch of things, which is super frustrating. And sometimes I fall asleep right away. So depending on where you are with that, try to recognize your body signs, give your body the rest it needs. The show can wait. The book can wait. That Instagram post, reel, social media scrolling can wait. Get off those screens. Let your eyes rest. Get into bed. Have a nice wind down routine. Relax yourself so you can wake up the next morning refreshed and hit the day feeling good about yourself and ready to go and do whatever it is that you need to do. So get intentional about your bedtime. And again, this is a great learning opportunity, teaching opportunity for your kids if that's something they struggle with or you struggle to get them to do. So try to set and stick to a time each night that you want to be in bed. See what works for you in your daily life. And maybe it's going to change from season to season, not only like spring, summer, winter, fall, but the different seasons of your life that are maybe different busyness. Maybe at some point it'll be fine to stay up till 10, 11 because you get to wake up later or you're just feeling better. Whatever it is, you're not as busy. So you have that energy to stay up a little later. But find out what works for you. Experiment with it if you need to. And even drinking tea. I've been doing this too. One of my best friends gave me some kind of sleepy, relaxing bedtime tea. It's so nice to just have that at night before I go to bed. It really winds me down. It smells good. Feels nice. Maybe you're into meditating, but do what works for you to wind you down, get you calm, get you ready. I think that's it. So hopefully I didn't talk too much or too fast, but those are three quick things. I hope they help you out. I hope they make sense. Again, always, if you have questions, reach out anytime. You can DM me, you can email me, grab the freebies in the show notes. And is there anything else? I don't think so. I just wanted to jump on. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you have been having good weeks and enjoying your weekends. It's getting gorgeous out. Where I've been, it's been raining a lot, but hey, you know, helps everything to look more beautiful after it stops raining. But I'm looking forward to spring as it continues to hopefully mellow out and keep the same temperature. It's been a little menopausal lately. But definitely summer is my jam. I like to be hot. Anybody who knows me knows I'm usually cold. So when it gets hot, I love that. But yeah, I hope you guys are good. I hope all is well. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Again, please share this with somebody else if you think it could benefit them in any way or any of the other episodes you may have checked out. If you are new, welcome. And if you have not been able to listen to any other episodes because you are new, check out everything that I have done before. I hope they are helpful to you. And I will catch you guys next week.